There's a lot of different things. We will get to that. Motown Fisher joins us once again from weekendwagers.com. Now, there's some of the obvious basic ones that happen every year when it comes to the prof contest, of course. Anything new that you've added this year that you find is a good wrinkle?
Yeah, Jason, I think this year we did a little bit of a different twist to it because we've noticed in the past the pacing was a little awkward, and only in the sense that there's a lot of firsts, there's a lot of lasts, things. There wasn't as many things in the middle. So this year we tried to switch it up a little bit and throw a couple more things that happen during the game so that people can be more engaged while the game is going on. So we included a couple of things like, will a sack cause a turnover? This year applies a little bit better, which is, will there be a missed convert? Of course, and also we threw in the, will there be a score within the final 2 minutes of the first half, which also obviously adds to, something going into the halftime rather than just what's the final score. And then we also have the, which will be the highest quarter. We used to do halves, but I think it's more interesting to put it in quarters. Makes it a little tougher, but at the end of the day, we have 28 questions. It sounds like a lot, but really most people finish it in about 58 seconds. They're all rapid fire. First thought that comes to your mind is probably the best thought you could have.
So they say, and there's usually only two answers. There's the odd one that has three, but so there's very rarely can you just guess C like we always used to in multiple choice when we didn't know the answer.
No, you guess C, you're probably not going to win in this one.
And as one of them, is the one of the prop bets who wins the game?
Who wins the spread? We're going with the spread.
At 5.5?
At 5.5. With the standard stuff. I mean, for the people who followed our show for months and over the last couple of years, we got the important things that people like to note, obviously the score or the total. But now we go into, we do some more interesting things as well, including how many touchdowns are scored. Will there be more turnovers or coaches' challenges? That's going to be an intriguing one. Will there be a special teams or a defensive touchdown? And this year we've included the defensive 2-point conversion. That's the one that obviously this year has gained some notoriety since it happened once. Also, will any other player other than the starting quarterback throw for a touchdown? So that would include a Peyton Manning, the backup for the Broncos in this case. We have obviously some odd ones, some different ones, if you will, and at the halftime. And we actually, based on the economy and then things that are being talked about, we actually have what will be higher, the score of the winning Super Bowl winner, Super Duper Bowl, trademark, copyrights, all that, or the price of oil, which closed today at $31. So,
ooh, that's a good one.
And this is a good one. You want to handicap this one.
So you're saying, will one team score more than 31 points?
Right. And so you can actually, and if you look at the schedule, out of the 20 games the Panthers have played, including the playoffs, they've scored more than 31 points 8 times, and they've hit 31 once against the Seahawks. So it's a legitimate question. Of course, the Broncos, if you're more going on the Broncos side, they've only hit 31 once, so that's probably less likely. But, it's a good question. Of course, things you read about in your research, you're probably seeing things like what color will the Gatorade? That's an old classic. That's your go-to every prop contest. That's always and of course, who will the Super Bowl MVP thank first? There's some interesting research on that one. Some people have done, as Cam Newton recently had a son. Will he thank family? And our choice, we don't make it so difficult where we give all five options. We simply say we take the favorite, and then the other four options are just everything else. So in this case, who will he thank first? Teammates, and then the rest is everyone else, including no one. Many times it is a no one.
Yeah, it's a no one.
Sometimes they just go straight, thanks for the gift and move on.
Sure, move on. I like it. I like it. Now, so if you want to go to that, you can go to weekendwagers.com. You sign up. It's free to enter into the contest. Away you go, and somebody's going to walk away with some cash prize, so that's great. Now, the Edmonton Oilers, how much does the Connor McDavid effect impact when it comes to the lines?
Well, it will become a factor. It wasn't as big a factor, to be honest with you. I mean, between between the last couple of games,
And they're still an underdog going into Montreal tomorrow.
I'm actually pretty surprised at that one. They're not a huge underdog.
No.
But, if this game, if it was Connor's returning in three games from now, the Oilers would have been about plus 180. I imagine maybe 170, and this was a gift for Montreal. As it stands, Montreal is about a minus 115 favorite
even though they've only won 5 of 26.
Hard to believe, especially with the momentum. But on the other side, I don't have the numbers processed through our analysis yet. But at this point, this is one of those that even like yesterday, our numbers were. In the favor of the Senators, but it was something that clearly, if you're an Oilers fan and you're handicapping this game, sometimes you look at the numbers and you say, you know what, that's a good pass here. And tomorrow, I don't know what our numbers are going to be, but it's either I'm only taking the Oilers at this point. It's really,
it's the Habs who have won 5 of 26. They're taking on Ben Scrivens. The Oilers have suddenly lit up teams. That
but this
one.
Is a two game. Remember, yeah. We were looking at
it's
a very
afternoon
small.
Affair. Sure, it's, yeah. But the Oilers are it's also the other thing that the numbers could never track. The one place that players talk about, especially your Eastern Canada, you play in Montreal and you play in Toronto, and that's a huge thing. Like Taylor Hall talked about the first time he was in Toronto and just how jacked up he was for it. Right, I think he had 2 goals in that game or something, and that's a legitimate thing for a lot of players. So. I could see for McDavid going east. The rest of the team now has confidence. The Habs have none. To me, the interesting one would be, do you take the Oilers plus one? Or would some people I know will take the Oilers to win by two. And the odds on that are a lot higher. But right now, I think a lot of Oilers fans might lean to that one on a Saturday afternoon.
It wouldn't be a terrible play. But you know what? As we've seen in so many situations, is this the game that Ben Scrivens comes in and decides to cause some damage and, pitch a shutout. Is this one of those games that you just don't know what's going to happen and everything? Remember, before this obvious 12-goal little subsect of what the Oilers have been doing for the last month and a half of not much, is this something that's going to resort to the mean despite everything? Is Montreal going to adapt to this? Of course. We're looking at it going, how? We're going, how can Montreal show any signs of life when they're just a train wreck? And to this point, there is none. So it's either a pass or Edmonton for me on this one, depending on what our numbers show tomorrow.
Now, to the game itself.
The game itself.
The Super Bowl. Of course, you have Carolina.
Are you going to say the Warriors?
No, not the Warriors. Although they're interesting to watch, but no, let's get to the Super Bowl. Carolina, what are your numbers telling you? Because Carolina is minus 5.5, right?
Carolina is minus 5.5.
Yeah.
We're saying that, and the over, the total is 45.5.
45.5?
45.5.
Is that low?
Reasonable. Denver being defensive, that's fairly reasonable, I'd say. Right now, our numbers are showing, and I mean, let's face it, Tom at Pro Computer Gambler who punches these numbers through, he was 51-27 this year, up 20 units. So whatever he's been saying has been really going well, and including a couple of weeks ago when we called Denver to win straight up and the under, which we hit both of those in the newsletter. And then, of course, we didn't get Carolina on that one. But this time...
Now, you guys have no faith in my Carolina Panthers. I only call them mine because that's the team I pick.
Well, because you should, because they're yours. And
sure,
then,
just for the playoffs, that's it.
Well, next week, or 3 days from now, then you can...
No, but you know on. What? I like Cam Newton a lot.
Oh, who doesn't? I mean, you can't not
You'd be surprised. There's a lot of people that... I'm amazed how many people think he's arrogant and he's cocky. So dancing and smiling is arrogant and cocky, basically,
and giving balls to kids.
Yeah, what a horrible human being,
terrible
that guy.
Person.
Hey, let's have fun in life. No, that's cocky and arrogant. Give me a break.
Well, this is the league that doesn't allow you even to celebrate. So let's put it all in perspective. So our numbers are showing it's going to be pretty even. Tom is predicting, he's predicting a cover. He's predicting, although this isn't going to be a big bet at all. It's not going to, first of all, let's remind everybody, this is a Super Bowl. It feels, there's so much hype about it. This is not something you bet more than any other game. This is not something that's, we've talked about this over and over again, but this is just, it's just overhyped. It's a great game. in this case, we're basically putting beer money on it because it's not a huge advantage in this one. We definitely think the computer has been doing things correctly over the course of the season. So Tom likes the cover. And in fact, you know, I'm actually going to say I like the Broncos to win at plus 200.
Really?
Yeah, 2-1 odds.
Now, is that why, because of the odds, you like them?
Yes. Oh, for sure. Well, I like it, the fact it's going to be a close game. The computer says it's going to be tight, 1 point either way. And really, I think in that type of a game, I like, as we've talked this year, we've talked about fading the public or going against the public. And, you know, we can't always do that. But in this game, particularly the Super Bowl, I love the fact that 56% of the bets right now are all on Carolina and the over. Obviously, many people think that Carolina is going to win and probably win by a lot. But, and in fact, if you really want to know where all of this is going, how much hate against Peyton Manning this week am I reading about how much of a choke artist he is, how he'll never win the big game. Obviously, he'll never win the big game again, et cetera, et cetera. I just find that is just motivation for teams, particularly in a defense that, you know, which they're also saying Denver has never face this force, like they're coming from Star Wars, this force that they've never seen. I just don't buy it. This is a game that, of course, anything can happen, but, you know, how many times we come on this show and you know, people have tweeted us and said, what are you thinking? How can you think like that? And really, I think this is a Super Bowl. They're going to show up. I don't think this is going to be a blow like it used to be. I think this is going to be a Denver really close game and I hope for the value that you're getting at 2-1, which actually, if you look at where the bets are coming in, there is 56 or 58% of the bets are on the money line because other people see the value in it. Getting 2-1 for Denver, for the second best team in the league. I definitely think that's a huge possibility, particularly if Peyton Manning's last game. I mean, we don't know how it's going to turn out, of course. You know, backup could come in and all sorts of things can happen. But I definitely think that part of the reasoning, and let's go over some of the reasoning. One of my huge plays is always looking at the strength of schedule, particularly at the end of the season. Right now, let's look at the strength of schedule of the Panthers, who were 17-1, but now we know was the third easiest schedule in the league. Denver had the 13th most difficult. So the only team that the Panthers have beat during the season, regular season, were the Seahawks and the Packers at 10-6, and the Texans at 9-7. They basically had, in my opinion, the McDavid bounce of having to play the three worst divisions in the entire league. They had to play their own, the NFL South, the NFC South, the NFC East, which we know was a train wreck right from the beginning. And the AFC South, so they got to play the Jaguars, the Titans. I mean, momentum, obviously the point is you still have to win those games. And I'm sure I'm going to be tweeted going, what kind of analysis is that? You still have to win the games. Of course you do. And that gives you a lot of momentum. But really, in my opinion, watching this team over and looking at the history, really, they almost blew that Seattle game. And last week or 2 weeks ago, their last game was the only game that they really dominated a very good team in Arizona. So to me, Denver really has the huge advantage in this in that they've played a lot tougher teams. And, you know, they're at the end and there's so much, you know, that's where if you're looking at a cover, I really think Denver will cover. But, you know, to win, I definitely think they have a huge shot because of that. And a few other things going against Carolina that we've pulled out. The team averaging more points per game offensively heading into the Super Bowl is just 4-10 against the spread, 29% over the last 15 years. So that's against Carolina. The team that covers a better percentage of third down attempts heading into the Super Bowl is 4-10 against Carolina. The team with better turnover differential heading into the Super Bowl is only 4-8 over the last dozen years. But that, again, you can play that at the strength of schedule. The team with the better scoring margin is actually 3-9 against the spread over the last 12 years going into Super Bowl 50. So again, against Carolina. So there's lots of reasons. Of course, Ron Rivera is a great coach. And, you know, there's definitely something, again, comes back to he's done the job. This is two great coaches going at it, really. This is something that definitely has more of a makings of a close game than it does a blowout. And I definitely think that Carolina can be beaten, and I think that Denver is definitely that upset potential.
So you're taking Denver straight up. I am taking Carolina to win that game, and I'm even going to take them to cover for fun.
You're going to take them to cover?
I'm going to take them to cover. I'm taking a win for sure, and I haven't thought enough about the cover.
What about the total? We're going to put the total in our newsletter. We're going to put we got to tease them for something.
I suck at totals because I always think offense. So 45.5, I'm still going to take over.
So then are you thinking that the Panthers are going to beat the price of oil?
Now, see, can they get 32 points?
Yeah. Against that defense.
I would probably say no. I kind of have a 32-21 type of game.
Okay, so you have a cover.
And I have over.
And you have over.
My love of offense usually gets me in trouble. But I will still stick with
that.
But
will Left Shark make an appearance on the stage during the halftime?
No chance.
No chance?
Why would Left Shark make an appearance? Katy Perry's not there.
Yeah, but wouldn't it just be amazing, though, if Left Shark... I mean, he really stole the show.
But that's why Left Shark won't make an appearance.
Just retire and it's over. Yeah. And we'll just talk about him for
Beyonce's years. Like, I don't want anything associated with Katy Perry. So Left Shark will not be on stage.
Yeah, but what about Coldplay? I mean, he could totally show up.
No, I don't think Coldplay, you know what? I heard, him and Katy.
What if he showed up during the anthem for Lady Gaga, which, by the way, is listed at 2:20? And
what's the normal anthem?
Usually it's been hidden around 201, 205.
And
most
they had Lady Gaga at 220.
220.
Why, does she stretch it out?
That's what they're saying. If you you know what, you can go on YouTube and start researching this right now. I'm sure people will. This is it's a good bet. It's a popular bet.
Yeah, the prop bet, I would take under 220 then.
Heads
for
or tails?
Sure. I will. When they did the coin flip and it didn't flip, what did it land on?
I think it was heads.
Was it heads? The coin flip that didn't flip?
The Packers one? Yeah, the Packers game? Yeah, I believe it was heads, yeah.
And then when they flipped it again, it was tails?
Yes.
I will take tails.
What about, and we don't get this. The only one that unfortunately, we're in Canada. We can't see all the commercials. We also do have a highest rated ad, but we'll obviously find out the next day. But is it going to be?
Yeah, there's beer or other. Yeah, I'll take beer.
It's been split. Beer is always.
Yeah, they'll come up with something about horses and dogs and everybody will go crazy. It's true, though. How can I like the Clydesdales,
Clydesdale,
and then you have a little puppy dog, and everyone's like, oh, my God, had 5 beers in the first half. That's so special. That's exactly what happens. Right? It's totally true.
Yep, no,
everybody saw it. Maybe they'll throw out a talking pig. Boom, now it's over. It's over.
I used to, there one we threw out recently.
Although the Aflac talking duck, I was like, that,
oh, that
guy.
Was good.
That was good.
We actually threw one out about what type of animals are going to be shown. But then we realized after the first, it was always an animal, though. They were like lions, tigers, bears. It was always, you always lost that one.
Once you put in the, you put beer with animals, it's pretty much a win-win.
Well, and the dog in a Clydesdale.
We're actually in negotiations to get Mark Mugeot in a commercial. See how that will sell.
Well, if you put Mark Mugeot on a Clydesdale holding a puppy dog.
Oh, God.
Like,
that's just his Facebook photo right
they
now.
They always say sex sells,
with
boys.
Taylor Swift.
Sex sells, boys.
Mugeot, I don't know if we want sex sells with you, a horse and a pony. I mean, a dog, okay? So on that note, Motown, once again, weekendwagers.com. You can sign up for the free prop bet. Yeah, you can. All you got to do is whoever gets the most right will be winning. And there is a tie-breaking question for most points, just in case. So fill it out before 4 o'clock on Sunday, weekendwagers.com. Have a good one.
Thanks, Jason.